Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting third, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Newsome. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsome. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peacock. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Culberson, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover strikes out. The ball gets by Peacock. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Parsons. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Culberson. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Culberson throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Wakefield trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lazor. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. York goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Dick Newsome. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.